Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This next mystery guest, ooh, he's a sports radio legend and once dubbed Glenn Ordway as one of the kings of sports radio in Boston.
Oh, I hate him already.
He's appeared in a music video for Hootie and the Blowfish and has an acting credit in over 20 movies. Okay, mystery guest, reveal yourself.
Hi, it's Dan Patrick there, boys. You were close. But I don't know about your research, because you had me on Jeopardy. I hosted Sports Jeopardy, so you were close.
Oh, you see, that's
on Jeopardy.
That's what they do to us. See, they give us these little clues, these hints. They're awful. We tell them they're awful
right,
all the time.
We try and trick them.
Well, yeah, Tyler's not very good anyway, so that just proves it, right?
I should get partial credit for guessing Keith Olbermann, since you guys worked together for so long. I mean, that should mean something, right?
Yeah, but it was a Division I athlete.
That's a good
wait,
point.
Where, Dan, where did you Division I athlete in what?
Basketball.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So Dan Patrick is our mystery guest. Dan, thanks for joining us. So I know you dubbed what Glenn Ordway, like, you know, voice of radio. You've had him on the show. He subbed in for you a lot. When did you discover? When did you two kind of meet? How long does that go back?
I'm gonna guess it's gotta be 30 years. Maybe longer. I remember when I was at CNN and I was covering the NBA finals, and I would go Baltimore, Boston, Philly, New York, D.C. So whoever was in a big sporting event, I'd get to cover. And I got to cover the Celtics with Bird. And I remember being there in the mid-80s. And then subsequently, when the Red Sox would be in the playoffs, or they were, you know, facing the Yankees, or they would be in the World Series, I would be there. So I got to see a lot of the same members of the media. I remember Mike Lynch. There were just a lot of guys, Bob Lobel. Mm-hmm. I got to see a lot of these guys because, you know, Boston was in a lot of big events back then. And I'm sure that I crossed paths with Glenn at some point back then.
Yeah, so we had David Arquette was our mystery guest yesterday, and we were stumped on that one as well. And, you know, obviously, you know, we throw in the movie line, right, in the resume, all the movies that you were in. And I would say 90% of them, close to 100, are Adam Sandler movies. Yeah. How did that relationship start? And does Adam Sandler have some sort of deal where he constantly keeps, you know, make sure he keeps his buddies and the same cast and crew, but they always play a different role? Like, you've played so many different characters. Even in Blended, you were the dad, the sports, the owner of the sports store, right? That was married with all the kids. How did that actually start?
It started because Keith Olbermann didn't show up for Happy Gilmore, and Sandler, I guess, had asked him, or somebody had asked Keith to show up and be the golf announcer in the scene with Bob Barker. And this, according to Sandler, because I was at a Knicks game. I go out into the hallway, into the bowels of Madison Square Garden. I see Sandler by himself. And I say, "Hey, Sandman." And he goes, "Danny P, how are you?" And I said, "Great." I said, "What's going on?" He goes, "Your boy, he effed me." And I go, "My boy effed you." So I automatically, my head is racing. I don't know exactly what he means, but I'm interested. And he goes, "Yeah, Olbermann, your boy, he effed me. He was supposed to show up in Vancouver for Happy Gilmore, didn't show up." And I go, "All right, if you need me to fill in, I'm always going to be there." And he goes, "You're in my next movie. you're Danny McEffin Patrick, and you're going to have a mustache and you're a police officer. The Longest Yard came out, and I'm in one of the first scenes as a police officer arresting Adam Sandler, and the rest is history. He will put me in a movie. If his company is producing it, he puts me in the movie. But if it's somebody else, then he said, you know, it's up to them who they want in the movie. But he finds a role for me. I just shot a scene up in Cape Cod for a movie that's coming out, or was supposed to come out, I think, later this year. So I don't know. He just keeps writing roles for me, and usually it's 1 or 2 days on set. And I don't know. We've been good friends since.
Yeah, I actually had an opportunity. I was supposed to be in The Waterboy. I was supposed to be one of those football players just standing around, and then they told me how long I had to be there and what I was going to have to do, and I was like, yeah, it's probably not a good idea to do that during the off season. So I said no, and like Bill Romanowski, who's so in every him. Movie, I effed him too.
You effed him. Yeah,
but I don't know him like Dan.
People don't realize how long and how boring it is when you're on a movie set. I could never do it. Even if I had the talent to do it, I would hate doing it because it is a lot of hurry up and wait. And it's usually 12, 14, 16 hours. And if you piece together all of my roles, the amount of screen time that I've had, it's probably less than 10 minutes. But I've spent days, months, it feels like, all together on the movie set there. But it's fun. Sandler has a really good, there's a good vibe there. There's not a lot of pressure there. You have fun on it. And he's got the same guys over and over, so everybody knows one another.
All right, Dan Patrick, he is our mystery guest here today. So, Dan, I was curious because I know everyone's sort of dealing with the same things right now, the issues, your radio show. But you've been in this business a very, very long time. So I'm wondering, as far as tough interviews, awkward interviews, do you remember one that kind of stands out more than others? Because we interview Belichick every single Monday during the football season. I would put that on top of my list every single Monday. But for you, do you remember one interview, how awkward it was?
But doesn't Glenn do the heavy lifting on the Belichick interview?
He just kisses his ass. He makes us ask the tough questions.
It's a brotherhood that you've never seen before.
Yeah, you know, Bill, I don't know why I'd ask you that question, Bill. I love you.
I told him not to say it, Bill. I told him not to do it. They're road fighters.
I had an awkward interview with the former figure skater Tonya Harding. And she was doing some promotion in Indianapolis at a hockey event, a hockey game. And I thought, you know what, we should have her on. It had been a long time since she'd been on, since the Nancy Kerrigan situation at the Olympics. And had her on, and we start talking, and there was no rules. Like, nobody said, hey, you can't ask her about what happened with Nancy Kerrigan or her ex-husband. And I just, you know, I started talking to her about that, and she, you know, she told me that she was born again. And I think I asked her something along the lines of, how does your religion process what you your involvement with Nancy Kerrigan? So she goes, are we really going to go there? And I go, yeah. I said, I've never interviewed before. I'm curious. You're born again. You know, I just want to know, how does your religion process something like that? And so next thing I know, there it is right there.
Hold on a second. Paul wants to talk to you.
Hold on a second. Paul wants to talk to you. She gave.
What's happening?
Here you go. We're doing a radio interview.
Is that it?
Hold on a second. Paul wants to talk to you.
Paul?
That's her agent.
What's happening?
What?
Doing a radio interview. And then all of a sudden, you know, she was like, she got back on the phone and then it quickly ended, but she handed it to her bodyguard or agent or somebody and was like, you know, we're really going there? And I went, yeah, what are you doing? Hey, I'm doing an interview, Paul. Get off the phone. But that was it with Nancy Kerrigan.
So that is awkward. So you're in your studio. You're pulling up sound left and right.
I came into the studio. They said, you know, Ordway. I thought, okay, let me give him, you know, the professional respect and let me do it from my studio. It sounds great.
Thank you.
If I'd have known it was you guys, I would have stayed at home.
From your car. Yeah. Well, speaking of which, so Dan, I did not know this, but you have your own sports broadcasting school. the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. So, okay, so what would you say, what is the most important thing? Forget about broadcasting TV. I'm talking about radio, because we have a host, your boy, Ordway, that I feel could use some of this education. I think he should go back to school, okay? What do you think is the number one lesson, if you're going to tell somebody when they're doing a radio show, is what?
Be a good listener, and when you ask a question, make it open-ended and short.
Okay, you know, so it's the long-winded, boring, monologuing questions should not do. Okay, right? That's coming. I want to make sure we save this, because these are all the things that Glenn does.
Okay, this is what I'll do. I'll let you record this separately, and then you could just play it for Glenn out of nowhere.
Okay,
Glenn. You got to ask shorter questions, open-ended, and nobody cares about your opinion before you give a question. Don't answer the question, ask the question, then answer the question. Just ask the question, okay? Now go get them.
I get that. Hold on. Excuse me.
What about interrupting a lot? Because there's another issue there. Can you get some more advice there?
I think if you want to interrupt, you've got to wait and almost feel like there's going to be a pause. It shouldn't be that they're talking and then you just jump in. I wait till what I think is going to be a pause, so it's not as abrupt for that person. I don't want them to feel like, oh, wait a minute. Whoa, I can't finish my thought. I want it to be, I picked a spot and I grabbed the moment and then I jumped in to further the conversation or change the topic there.
Yeah, we're talking to Dan Patrick with a lot of advice for all, you know, soon to be, would be, you know, aspiring broadcasters out there. So you're doing your show. You have a lot going on. Life in general is just nuts right now. What's it like for you on a daily basis? Is it, okay, when should sports come back? Is it coronavirus stories?
You almost had it. What is life like you on a daily basis?
Oh, I should have stopped right there.
Cut it off.
Damn it. Good coaching.
See, now you're leading the witness. Now you're saying, is it crazy? Try it again.
Okay, let me try it again. So, you know what? Hey, you know, hi, Dan. We're talking to the great Dan Patrick. He's also a scholar. So what has life been like for you during this crazy time?
Well, I think what's interesting is people feel like there's not enough to talk about. We have too much to talk about. And it's like an embarrassing of amount of riches, because if it's not Brady with what happened, or it's, you know, the new rules that are going to be implemented, is it baseball players and owners going back and forth? There's so many items here. I think it forced us to be more focused on coming up with talking points, and then you throw in a guest or two, and then you got 3 hours of programming there. I don't know if there's been a day where I said, I don't have anything to talk, or I'm running out of things to talk about. And even when we have games, I feel like there are days when you go, I just don't know if there's any real temperature here with anything. And that hasn't been the case, because I think everything is so important right now. When are you coming back? Why aren't you coming back? What's it going to be like when you come back? So the audience, I think, is really engaged, because these are really serious things we're talking about, as opposed to, you know, Indians beat the Red Sox 4-2. Okay, that doesn't have any tension to it. These are real life issues that we're dealing with. Therefore, it feels like you've got a captive audience.
So we've been talking a lot about, we're talking to Dan Patrick. We're talking a lot about these sports and coming back. So in your opinion, of the three sports right now trying to come back, which one does first?
Well, that was a good question, Lou. That was really good the way you asked that.
I'm probably going to have the don't stroke the host while you're doing the interview. That's another thing. All right. Yeah. I think hockey's coming back before everybody else. I know you only said the big three, but unless you were including hockey, but it's going to be then the NBA after that. Baseball's in a really delicate situation here. Baseball's got to understand its place in the sports landscape. We're not waiting necessarily for baseball as much as baseball thinks we are. We want it to come back. We need it to come back. But, you know, you're going to have college football starting, the NFL starting, basketball is going to go into the playoffs here. Now all of a sudden you're going to go, and the NHL postseason is the best postseason we have. So baseball's got to understand, hey, we're waiting for you, but there's other things if you don't get here in time.
Dan, who do you think, out of the big three, which league is handling navigating the return the best?
Oh, the NBA. Well, the NBA did a smart thing, though, guys. I think that they stopped talking and leaking stuff. Mm. And I remember saying it on the air, I think Adam Silver would be best serving his constituents by not saying anything. Don't give me May. Remember, it was May 1st they were coming back, and then it was May 8th. And I said, no arbitrary dates here. You don't just go back, huddle up, don't tell everybody everything, and then come out with a plan. And you're going to find out tomorrow what that plan is. But the NBA has done that, and I think that's the problem with baseball. When's the last time, you know, you didn't know something about what was being leaked or said, hey, we picked up an email from Scott Boras. Like, are you kidding me? And then you get, hey, we got this, and here's an email here. This was leaked to USA Today. That's the problem. It's really fractured there. The NBA's done a pretty good job of hunkering down there and trying to come up with a plan, and then, they'll unfurl it probably tomorrow or Monday, and we'll get a better sense with that. But they've done a good job.
Talking to Dan Patrick, and Dan, I agree with you. I think best baseball right now is in a tough spot. They're trying to get their league together. I don't know if it can happen, but I think doing it publicly, nobody wants to hear it right now. As far as the NFL, do you think that they come back? They're talking about fans in the stands, coming back with fans in the stands. You think they can pull that off?
I don't know. And I think we all want to project and say, of course they will, or they'll figure that out, or by then we should have fans back. I just don't know. I'm cautious with this. I'm overly cautious. And as I told my audience, I have a compromised immune system, because people feel like whenever you talk about the coronavirus, you're weaponizing it. And I said, I'm not politicizing it. I'm personalizing this. And I just said, just so you know where I'm coming from, I don't put it out there and go, oh, come on, why aren't we back at a college football game? Why aren't we able to tailgate? I hope we get it. I just think what happens is we tend to project that, of course, that's going to happen. Of course we're going to have, you know, fans in the stands. I don't know. Just the fact that, how long ago was it when we said, there's probably not going to be any fans in the stands at NBA games, and LeBron James goes, well, I'm not playing. Like, slow down.
Yeah.
Let's understand what we're dealing with here. And then he realized, oh, yeah, you're going to be playing, LeBron, because you are getting paid and you have a chance to win a championship. You'll be fine without crowd noise. I don't like it. Now we're talking about pumping in crowd noise. Okay. Like, what's the worst case scenario? Now we want to put an asterisk by the team that wins the NBA championship this year. And I go, are you kidding me? Like, everybody is on level playing field. The only reason why there'll be an asterisk to the team that wins, if that team is the Lakers, because LeBron James is on it. That's it. Nobody will say, oh, the Greek Freak won, but Kawhi Leonard won another one, but. I go back to the 1999 San Antonio Spurs. Strike-shortened season, beat the Knicks in the finals. I've never heard one person say, yeah, but they should have an asterisk by this. So we're so far ahead of ourselves. It's what's right in front of us that's really important. The NBA gets one shot at this. If they come back, if they're all sequestered, quarantined in Orlando, I don't care who wins, you get the title. I have no problem with that. I hope we have fans coming back. I just don't know. But when we put it out there that, of course, we're going to have it, then people go, wait a minute, I thought we were having fans. I think it's a dangerous road to go down, because as we've seen, we've blown through every stop sign when it comes to trying to predict what's going to happen here.
So we're talking to Dan Patrick. Can't let you go without asking you a Patriot question. So a Tom Brady Patriot-less team, still led by Bill Belichick, how do you think they're going to do?
Well, I would always say, whenever we'd get to a Super Bowl, and I'd say I'd never bet against Belichick and Brady. So now Brady's not there. Am I going to bet against Belichick? You wouldn't make a living betting against Belichick, but the question is how high is the bar though? If you said Brady was back this year, we expect the playoffs at least, and we expect maybe a Super Bowl representation. We've lowered the bar because Tom's not there,
yeah.
But are they a playoff team? Is that good enough for people in New England? If I said, hey, New England's going 10-6 and they'll lose in the second round, are you happy with that? I guess you're happy if you say Jarrett Stidham proved to be a pretty good quarterback. If I said you limped your way into the playoffs and you lost in the first round. So I think it's really varying degrees of what is acceptable for Patriots fans. And I think that'll be the real true test here of how good Bill did this year.
Well, it would be interesting, but I don't think they're going to be.
Lou, did you say that you may not like the new Tom Brady?
That would be me.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But you know, it's funny because we're going to get to that because it's sort of taken off everywhere.
Yes,
you know,
it did.
I'm happy Tom is gone. I'm happy for him. I think he should have left. It's just I think talking as much as he has, his interaction, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I was all for the stuff, but the TB12, the videos he kept putting out there and trying to promote this stuff, I'm sort of souring on that right now. And people sort of took it as me not liking him, but whatever.
But are New England fans questioning his commitment, though, the last 2 years? Because I've just seen a couple of articles here, but I'd like to put things in context. I might be in the minority here, but I do like to ask the context of something. Do you feel like there's a Tom wasn't all in with the Patriots the last year? Is that a feeling that is in New England?
I think there's a feeling that maybe there's some resentment with how his contract has handled the last 2 years, the fact he hasn't gone to OTAs the last couple of years, and the minute he can get on the field, he's down in Tampa early. And maybe he wasn't doing that before. I don't think anybody talks about the commitment on the field, that he was all in. There's some people locally that said he had checked out after a Pittsburgh game the year they won the Super Bowl. But for the most part, no, I don't think there's that much animosity of Brady leaving. If anything, I think that people blame the organization for letting him go.
Yeah, but the only thing that I come back to with the OTAs is he did admit something publicly that was very private with he and Giselle, where he let you behind the curtain, said, hey, you know what? I didn't go to OTAs. My wife said, why don't you come home and be a husband and a father? And when he told that to Howard Stern, that to me was the most revealing thing he said in that interview, where I went, oh, okay. And it resonated. I mean, I get it. I worked second shift at ESPN for 15 years. There were times I'd come home and be like, I don't want to do anything. I've been working second shift. My wife would say, well, you got to be a husband and a father. And you're like, well, wait a minute. I work at ESPN. I'm on SportsCenter. I'm popular. And they're like, yeah, tough. Change a diaper here. I think Giselle was basically saying to him, look, you got to raise these kids here. You got to be around them. It's not just all about you. And I thought that was very illuminating with Brady. And I think Giselle realizes he's reinvigorated, and he's going to be all in with Tampa here.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he's been so excited and so readily available to practice with his team. But
do you have a Tampa prediction? Do you have a? I mean, I have him. I have Brady winning the MVP. I have them going to the Super Bowl. I have him winning the Comeback Player of the Year award. I also have him going to Disneyland as a Super Bowl MVP.
Wow.
What do you think Tampa's going to do?
I had them as a playoff team, even if Brady didn't go there. If Teddy Bridgewater went there, another TB, then I said they were going to be a playoff team. I still feel that way. I wish that there weren't the expectation levels that there are on Tampa. It's pretty high up there, and it reminds me of the Cleveland Browns last year. Now, granted, I love Brady and I love Bruce Arians over than Baker Mayfield and Fredo Kitchens, who was the coach there at the time. Tampa, with that offense, should be very, very formidable. I think the defense came around the last half of the season. So if you said Tampa Bay went, you know, to the NFC title game, I might be surprised. But I do think that they're a 10-11 win team. Absolutely.
All right, he's Dan Patrick. Dan, listen, we really appreciate you. The mystery guest, we didn't have any idea, but we appreciate
None.
The time you spent. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks.
Dan Patrick. Appreciate it. There was. He's our mystery guest.
Whoa.
I like it.
I feel like, let's go to break. I want to respond to some of the things that he said. Let's sell some soap and we'll come right back.
Sounds good. OMF right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.